here and everyone out there. Baruchim Abayim. Okay, so for today we are on page 60. We will be on the second base on the page, on the daf, Simon Chav Gimel. But just a couple points on yesterday's halacha, which we were discussing, and that is if you bought a new talus and you put tzitzis on it, it's on. I remember this today, believe it or not. So you would make a shechianu. Now again, we start getting into the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that stamazoy on a mitzvah, even if since it doesn't come from time to time, doesn't come in like intervals, so then you don't make a bracha on it, a shechianu, I should say. Make a bracha, but not a shechianu on it. Again, we saw there is an opinion that Ber Halacha brought down that some poskim say the very first time you do a mitzvah, whatever it is, so then maybe you make a shechianu on it. Now, a couple things. The Marsham brings down from the Rambam that the only situations that you would do this, that you make a shechianu the very first time you do it, the Marsham says, name of the Rambam, the Parador, is by tzitzis, tefillin, and ma'ake. But besides that, whenever you do any other mitzvah for the first time, you would not make a shechianu. Like he was an example, if you went to the mikvah to be tovel, you went separating tumas and maestras the first time, you would not make a shechianu. Amake is, believe it or not, it bothers me a lot. It seems to me a lot of people are not careful about it. It's to have a fence over a roof. Now, but it happens to me, it's not just a roof. It's a pool. Some hold it's even a derisa by pool. I don't want to go there. Balcony. It's, I remember I was at somebody's house once, and they were about to move into the house. And they, like, I think they built a house. So we was on a balcony on the second floor. And, you know, like, where you put the mezuzah going in and out, that's a whole big machlokas, you know, on a porch. But so we were discussing that. Then I said, we have another problem, you know, like seems, how high is this fence around the porch? So it happened to me, I hope I never forget this. I remember all of a sudden there was a voice from downstairs. It's 43 inches high. It was a contractor, and so therefore it was 10 tefachim. So then I said, I guess, you know, I was wrong. It's high enough, you know. But a lot of times it bothers me. You see, like, people, like, they have a second floor, and even, so it's a problem.
In Israel, they have bars over the windows, not because of robbers that might break in, because the bars are even on the 8th, 9th floor.
Yeah,
so kids don't fall.
Yeah, so you see, it's a sakana. Okay, so anyways, let's not go there. Finally, you know, I'm not gonna let you go with this, but finally we have to end up at least in this discussion. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that if you buy a new talus, now again, we use that term talus for a talus, right? For a talus gadol. But he says if you buy a talus katan, you don't make a bracha, a shechianu over it, unless it brings you simcha of the garment itself. In other words, not that you're making shakyan over katnu tzitzis, you know, like, not for the mitzvah, not to negate or diminish the simcha we're supposed to have over, you know, it's a nicer mitzvah, it's a new, but again, it's, you've done the mitzvah before, and this is just maybe, you know, it's a fresh pear, you know, so where do you see him make a shakyan over a fresh pear, right? You know, like, not the fruit, you know, the number. P-A-R, right. Sorry about that. It's going crazy. So again, that would be, so Ramosha says, I don't know what it would be, that if you, so again, with a talus, you make a shechianu, first time you wear it, Ramosha says. But for a talus katan, again, I don't know what it would be that you'd be excited about the garment. I don't know, thinner wool. I don't know. I don't know what it would be. Yes, Dr. Pines.
What What happens, let's say, somebody's a prisoner in some situation, they've been for more than a season, but for months, years, have been separated from the mitzvah. Now they've come back.
Right. So that's what we're discussing. That's what we're doing. You want to not make a shafkanu. Doesn't come, he's man, less man. Okay. That brings us to Chaf Gimel. Simon Chaf Gimel. Dinei Tzitzis Beis HaKfaras. Mutterly kanes, okay, we have to be careful, obviously, with the language here. Mutterly kanes beis hakvaras, who lovush tzitzis. You go into a beis hakvaras, right, a cemetery, wearing tzitzis. Now we'll see, you'll say, well, what could possibly be the problem? We'll see in a minute what the problem is. Vihu shalo, nigrar al hakvaras. Vihu shalo, yehei, nigrar al hakvaras, excuse me. And it has to be that's not Nigra. We had Nigra before, right? And at the end of Chaf Aleph, right? Shlo Yigra Tziotso means drag. Meaning that the tzitzis shouldn't drag on the graves. We'll see why. Aval im hu, next page. Aval imu Nigra al kavaras. But let's say your tzitzis are dragging on the graves. Asur. Why? Mishum loeg l'rush. Famous concept, you probably know it. Loeg l'rush, you're mocking a poor person. In other words, as we all know, people, unfortunately, who are not alive, we call them niftarim, because they're potur. They're absolved from doing mitzvahs. So all of a sudden, you're walking around, look at me, you know, my tzitzis, you know, like, and it's dragging on the grave. So it's an amazing concept. So it's like mocking. Person can't do, you know, can't do anything anymore. Can't do this. Oh, well, hold on. B'medvar mamurim, when do we say this? Be a mayhem. In their times, this is Machaber talking, shahayu matilin tzitzis b'malbush shalovshim l'tzorach hatzman. What, that halacha is said, like, in those days. Remember, in those days, they had four-corner garments, and therefore, you know, you're wearing a tunic or whatever they would call it, and you would it would be a four-corner garment, and you have tzitzis on it. So therefore, you could go into, because the tzitzis were on your garment, you know, like, I don't know, I can't say it. It's on your pants, it's on your shirt. I mean, you know, again, but you know, you get the idea. So what are you going to do? So, therefore, the halacha is, as long as they're not dragging on the kever. Aval anu she'em achavnim bahem elot she'em mitzvah. But we, right, we don't have four-corner garments. We don't wear, unless you know, a poncho. But again, besides that, we don't have four-corner garments by and large. And so, therefore, when we wear tzitzis, why are we wearing it? Solely, totally, completely, only for the purpose of a tzitzit, or for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Asur afilo enam nigram. So then it'd be asur even if they don't drag. Why? Because you're donning this garment, which is a pure, total mitzvah garment. This person cannot do that. Right? So again, even if it's not dragging on the kever, again, it's just out, so to speak, the person perceives it, sees it, whatever word you want to use. And therefore, again, it's log l'rush.
Is that for us or for them?
For them. They're the poor person, so to speak.
Are we doing it so that we don't, for our own minos or for their...
It's not nice to, it's for it's both, I guess. The hani mili, when do we say this? Keshat tzitzios megulim. That's if the tzitzis are exposed. Out. I will imhem mechusim, but if they're covered, mutter. So then it's okay. Then it's okay because, you know, the person doesn't perceive it anymore.
So we're saying the dead are aware of their surroundings.
Yeah, there's a whole discussion about that. So let's not go there.
Does covered mean
out there? You don't see it, right? So in other words, even if a person's wearing a jacket, right? Wearing a jacket, and so the jacket covers the tzitzis, so that would be okay.
I would think that if they're out and the jack is coming, then they theoretically can see, you know, what's under the jack.
Well, then you could say they could see under your shirt also.
No, because it's tucked in.
Yeah, no, but again, but it's covered. That's what that's the lesson of the Mechaber. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up an interesting point. He says, maybe that's only by a talis katan. In other words, a talis katan is covered under your shirt, and so there's no loig larash. But let's say, now again, don't ask me why, but let's say somebody would walk in with a talis. Wearing a talis. Now, let's say again, let's say he covers up the tzitzis, but he's wearing the talis. So in other words, I don't know, he has the tzitzis tucked in somewhere, you know, like in the pockets or the place. So again, would there be an issue because of what we discussed, believe it or not, yesterday? In other words, remember yesterday in Chaf Aleph, at the end of Chaf Aleph, we were discussing that, could you wear a talis into a bathroom? So too, could you wear a kittel into a bathroom? So we said no, because those are two things that are miyuchad, that are special, specially designed for davening. For davening. So therefore, it's not proper to wear a talis, or a kittel in a bathroom. It's not becoming. So now, flip that around. So now, once we determine that a talis, not talis cotton, but a talis, is something for tefillah, so even without the tzitzis, so is there a problem just wearing the talis? Even if you had the tzitzis covered into a beis hakfaris, because after all, would that be a problem of saying, haha, I could still daven, right? I could daven. You can't daven. Or, I don't know, they you know, I don't know what could beseech Hashem for us, but... So Mishnah Berurah brings down the prima gun that is machmir, that you shouldn't wear a talis, because again, since this concept of it's miyuchad l'tefila, so therefore you shouldn't again. I can imagine why a person does, but again, so but then he brings down the Beis Yosef that seems not to go that way, and the Chofetz Chaim comes out with like the Derech HaChaim. Comes out that if the tzitzis are covered, even on a talis gadol, on a talis, so that would be okay. Now you see, I don't know, you see people tucking in their tzitzis anyways because of, you know, even if they have a jacket on, and because I think they're worried about the wind or, you know, like blowing off, you know, or maybe the jacket would open or, you know, again, I don't know if you have to, but, you know, again, it's nice. I guess to be machmir and loig l'rush would be a nice idea, but again, those are the issues. So in Beit,
what about a hat? Is that the same issue? Or
no, a hat's just a hat. It's not necessarily miuchad for davening. We're on the street. I wear it, you know. Wear it, whatever. Yeah.
Does this also apply if you go to a hospital, somebody's in a coma or something, can't do any mitzvahs, so you should tuck in your mitzvah?
No, I don't think so. You don't see that. So they're still alive.
So no, you're saying it's only someone who can never do it again.
Well, if they're totally right, they're incapable,
right, but
they're potter.
Might recover.
Right, they're not, right, it's Hashem. They say it ain't over till it's over, right? Famous Chazal, right?
Even a ghost is?
I don't know about ghosts.
Is that closing their eyes or declaring dead?
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's go on to base. Yesh noagim likshor shnei tzitzios shnei kanafim. Some have the custom when they go to a cemetery, they tie two of the tzitzis ze im ze. They tie the tzitzis together. And the Mechaber says, it doesn't do anything. Right? Because in other words, what are you doing? So I guess their idea was that, you know, they like invalidating the tzitzis by tying them together. But as Mishnah Berurah points out, it's not a permanent knot. And your intention is to undo it, obviously, once you get out of the Beis HaKfaris, obviously, because you're wearing a four-corner garment. So, you know, so then, so what are you doing? And then the Mishnah Berurah brings out the other point, more or less that I was alluding to, that even if you do say, according to what they're saying, that it is invalidating the tzitzis, then right now you're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis on it. Without tzitzis on it. So what do you know? Like, so therefore, but I guess it was a prevalent thing that people used to do. So the Machaber has to bevorn it, as they say. Okay, now let's take it a little further in Gimel. Hanichnas tok arba amos shomeis. If you're within four amos of a nifter, so for example, a levaya, right, you're standing close. Oshal kever, or you're within four amos of a kever. Now again, this could be that it's a lone kever, right? It's not in a cemetery per se, right? It could, you know, could be that there's a lone kever somewhere. So dino kenichnas the beis hakvaras. So the halacha is like you went into a beis hakvaras, and therefore tuck in the tzitzis. Therefore, tuck in the.
Like
so
to kever rachel.
Yeah, well, and then you get into a whole issue the Marsham talks about, if yeah, but yeah, right. That would that, or a lot of places there's. Quorum of a tzaddik, you know, just or Yonasan ben Uziel, you know, like as far as what I call, it's just there, you know, like. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that when we're talking about a kever, we're talking about a kever. But let's say it's a kever of a child. Rachmanu Tzlan Lo Aleinu, a child passed away. It's just, you know. So then he says you should be machmir because the law of rosh. Because an interesting idea, again, the Mishnah Berurah says this, because maybe that person, that child, is a neshama of a gadol. So how do you know? So then again, it's Lorach Rosh. Then he takes it further and he says, and how about if you're near a kever? Now again, we're not talking about a Beis HaKvaras, because then there's, you know, but let's say a kever of a woman. Just a singular kever of a woman. So a woman, even when she was alive, was not chayv in tzitzis. So then he says that since a woman was pater from the mitzvah tzitzis, so there's no loig l'rush in that situation.
So kever rachel would be okay.
Yeah.
What about the idea
unless there's other people.
That if one is going to visit their parents' kever, that they parents would be happy that their child is doing mitzvah.
Right, but still it's a loig l'rush. I mean, again, it's a father.
It benefits the parent.
Right, so that's upstairs, that's the issue. But, you know, them itself, you wouldn't say anything or do anything embarrassing to a parent, right? Okay, we have to stop here for tonight. And Meretz Hashem, Sunday, we'll pick this up again. Yashar Koach, everyone.